And he was a very camera shy person, so I kind of related to that. He was a Christian, and he was a very faithful man. From what his family told me, he loved people. He always dropped everything and reached out to people to help them, to comfort them, and to be a friend. There was nothing flamboyant about him, just a very kind soul. And the only picture that I was able to get of him to work with was this picture of him that, to me, it seemed like he was looking not at the camera, but beyond the camera. And so in my portrait of Victor, he's not looking at a camera or a person. He's looking beyond that, as if, you know, to heaven. That's what I wanted to capture in my portrait. And I think I did that. I'd like to hope I did.
This is a very emotional process. How do you stay focused on the work while you're doing this?
Actually, I will be honest with you. It is very, very emotional. And I have to say, there were many times when I just had to put the brush down and I wept.
Because you didn't know Victor, you'd never met him in person, you had this one photograph. How did you know when the portrait was complete?
Well, I share my faith with Victor. I'm a Christian as well. And like I said, my main focus was to bring that out in the portrait. And that's what was driving me. And that's what made me continue the work and carry it all the way through to the end until I was satisfied that that is what I had painted.
What was the reaction from the family?
They absolutely cried. They were just, I guess it was a mixture. I obviously, they were happy with the portrait, but they were overwhelmed with just the striking resemblance, from what I was told, to Victor. And then I did receive another message directly from the family member, who was just very grateful, very thankful, very, very happy with the way that the portrait had come out.
You are a historian, and you have a book that will be released soon that touches a little bit on a pandemic. Explain that.
It is the biography of one of Alexander Hamilton's sons. His name was Colonel William Stephen Hamilton, and he was a pioneer here in the Midwest. And at one point in the year 1849, he actually traveled to California during the California Gold Rush. That year, actually, there was a huge outbreak of cholera that started in New York, hit the Midwest, and then eventually ended up in California.
So what was it like for you all of a sudden to be in the midst of COVID-19 after just doing all of this research on a past pandemic?
It's really bizarre in the sense that here we are in 2020 and we're going through this. One of the differences from what I understand about the COVID-19 that we are experiencing now, it's supposed to tone down sometime in, you know, during higher temperatures and hot weather and so on and so forth. But with cholera, it was the reverse. It actually thrived in, you know, dry heat. And that's one of the reasons why it was so unbelievably out of control during that California Gold Rush, going trekking to California from the Midwest.
Will you be painting more portraits for Died Famous?
I'm taking a step back only so that other artists can also have an opportunity. We're hoping that there won't be necessary, but we'll see how this goes.
Thank you so much, Angelina.
Thank you, Jill.